Hawaii's green energy goals are among the most ambitious in the country, and other states are closely watching our progress. Hawaii's stated goal is 100% renewable energy generation by 2045. Ambitious. And it requires tackling the problem of airline fuel. Nearly a third of the petroleum consumed in Hawaii is for jet fuel. In this edition of Planet 808, let's take a look at what happened at this week's Hawaii Aviation and Climate Action Summit. 10 million tourists a year, and every one travels at least 4,000 miles if they go back home. It's no wonder that a third of all petroleum consumed in this state is for jet fuel.
There's a direct correlation between jet fuel prices and the cost of an airline ticket to Hawaii.
Joelle Simon-Pietri is the convener of the Hawaii Aviation and Climate Action Summit.
Alternative sources of aviation fuel can actually be a way to protect Hawaii as a visitor destination.
Simon-Pietri was formerly operational manager of GIFTPAC, the Pacific Command's Green Initiative for Fuels Transition Pacific. That's what led to her current efforts in renewable fuels, and civilian airlines are now paying attention.
Very large corporate customers for airlines have actually been demanding better environmental performance. Financial services firms, consulting firms, they actually have corporate sustainability goals. And the airline that they choose for their corporate contracts each year is actually also based on a sustainability criteria now. This is a relatively new issue for the aviation industry. But it's similar to what the insurance industry went through 10 years ago when the insurance industry started to price in climate change and sea level rise risk.
2020 marks the year that airlines, including Hawaiian, United, Southwest, and Alaska, are instituting a voluntary carbon cap to 2019 levels.
Right now, the window is open and the opportunity is good for Hawaii to be a leader in sustainable aviation fuel supply and be one of the first ones, certainly the first one from an island location, to be able to offer sustainable aviation fuel.
What to make that fuel out of?
What I am most excited about right now is actually wood waste from construction and demolition debris right here on Oahu.
Simon-Pietri says Oahu produces 500 to 700 tons of construction and demolition debris per day. Much of it is treated lumber that can't be burned by H-Power.
Okay, so right now we have zero renewable fuel production on the island of Oahu. Let's get north of zero with the construction and demolition debris and the wood from that alone. We could displace 10 million gallons a year of petroleum with a renewable fuel.
Four major airlines showed up this week to say carbon-cutting mandates have them looking for renewable jet fuels. Could Hawaii be a leader in developing them? Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.